Community conversations continue, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Who else do we have in studio, Kay?
Well, they just keep coming in. We love our guests. Second up is Tammy Elson. She is with the Charles City Rotary Club. A big deal happening this weekend with the Charles City Rotary Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't get to see you much anymore.
Well, I'm president of Rotary again as of July 1st.
Well.
Again.
But fun things happening this weekend for sure.
Oh, it sure is. This will be the sixth year of that. I cannot believe it's been 6 years. And it's Santa's Shine and Show. We will start registration from 9 to 11. And there is no like pre-registration, but it's just show up between 9 and 11 with your cars or your motorcycles or your trucks or whatever. $20 fee for them to register. And the first 100 entries receive a Christmas present gift. How fun is that?
Christmas in July.
So, yes.
Santa will be down, I've read.
What's that? Santa? Oh, yes, Santa will be there, 100%. But the really cool thing is this year we're going to do a kiddie car show.
Oh, sweet.
That's brand new. So it's like bring your power wheels, bring whatever, you know, your vehicle is, motored, maybe not motored necessarily, but battery operated then. And that is at 11 o'clock from 11 to 1 will be their registration. There is no fee for that. And they will get awards at 1:15. Yeah, so that'll be kind of a new fun thing. They did give me a list of how the trophies will be distributed. We will give the top 20 will get actually a trophy. And then there's a top 5 that also get trophies. The best of show, the best of best car, the best truck, the best motorcycle, your favorite power wheels. So it will be a fun day. There will be, of course, we'll be doing some music, obviously, kind of to go with cars. And there'll be food. The farmer's market does go on, you know, when we're still there early. And I hope people come down. Looks like the weather, everyone's put in their order for good weather.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we're going to have some good weather. So, yes, we're excited about it. It's organized by Dennis Donovan and John Ebert, two Rotarians that have done this for us from the get-go, and they do an awesome job. So we just go in and go where they tell us to go and set up. And so it's exciting.
So are the cars going to be lined up along historic Main Street, downtown Charles City?
They certainly are. It will be, the power wheels will be loading and unloading over on North Jackson. Okay. And your cars will be on Main. So getting around, people, bear with us if we have some roads shut off, but it's, the weather looks nice, get out and walk, and people are very proud of some of these cars they bring, and
as they should be.
We don't park them or move them because we wouldn't want to get behind the wheel, nor would they want us to. You know, on the value of some of these cars, they are amazing. We do get some really unique cars. We get just about 100, and we're hoping maybe even to go over that. So it's pretty cool. It'll be a fun thing.
I can't believe 6 years.
No, I couldn't either. I guessed 4, so I don't know. I've lost a couple years in there. But yeah, it will be a fun day. The sponsors have been awesome. We have wonderful, wonderful prizes in those wrapped presents, of which tonight the Rotarians will be wrapping 100 gifts. Really neat stuff. So it will be fun. And then the motorcycles this year will kind of a spot where they can be seen a little easier, and because people bring them down, they're proud of those, and you know, they're expensive items too. So, but yeah, it'll be a fun day. Looking forward to it.
And hours again.
Okay, the show will be from like 9 to 1, and we'll start doing the awards and everything at, you know, at 1:15. But the registration for your vehicles are between 9 and 11. And that's where you will get in line, and they'll have lots of Rotarians helping where you fill out your registration and take your $20. And then the power wheels, we're going to have the, you know, the bigger cars already hopefully in and parked. The power wheels for kiddies, and they're vehicles are from 11 to 1.
Okay. And having been a Rotarian for some of these events in the past, the people that are wanting their vehicles to be judged, their motorcycles, whatever, they need to be in place by
11, yeah, because it's 9 to 11 for registration. Sure. And we do have three judges, and it won't be us. You know, I could tell you what color the pretty cars are, but they don't have me judging them any other way.
Nice wheels.
Yes, they all look nice to me. So.
And I know that was kind of a confusing part in the past, in that if you want to be a part of this and be judged, you have to be in your spot by 11 o'clock.
Correct. And just so people don't think Rotarians were getting the... We can bring our cars down, but they are not entered. Ah. Any Rotarians' cars are not entered. We can bring ours down and just put them on display if we choose to. So I may bring the Corvette down just because it's kind of fun to bring it and park it. But no, it is 100% just going to be entries that are non-Rotarians then. So it'll be a fun day.
It's a great event.
And it's Dave's restaurant that will be there doing our food for us. And so that will be nice. Other than that, and you know, there's some businesses that are open on Saturday. So it's our hope that when people come to town, well, Lou James is brand new.
Oh.
And
yeah,
that is awesome. And she will be open on Saturday morning. And just walk up and down our main street. If you want a special cup of coffee, Aromas is there, smoothies. So I'm hoping that people go in and out of some of the businesses, yeah, and enjoy that, and enjoy Central Park as well.
Perfect. Lots of people coming down to downtown Charles City this coming Saturday. For more information, do you have a Facebook page for the Santa's Car Show?
It is on the Charles City Rotary Facebook page, and it shows a little bit. You can't miss it. It's got Santa, and you don't see a lot of Santa in July. So the flyer does show Santa. It gives the hours and the time again on that, on the Charles City Rotary Facebook page. Okay. And our dear Veronica keeps those things all updated for us, so keeps putting different stuff up for us. So yes, we are excited. I think it's going to be a good show. And some years people, you know, they don't bring those cars out if the weather looks a little bit dicey. There are people that just will not, especially if they come a distance, they're not going to bring that car out. So we are very excited that this weather forecast looks like we will have really nice weather, which could increase the amount of cars we get.
Yes.
Just because it's the weather looks good, and they won't be in doubt of, oh, should I get my car out?
So, and then it's not going to be too hot either. You know, like Monday, they're calling for 90, but Saturday's mainly sunny, 84. It is a perfect day for a car show.
Perfect day for a car show. And this has just grown and become very popular. It's of course, a fundraiser for the Rotary Club. It's starting to kind of get close to my auction here. So I mean, it's doing well.
That's a great problem.
No, that's wonderful. I'm excited about that. But yes, it's doing well.
Good. So.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Tammy, for joining us, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
We'll be down there for sure.